Today's shir is Masechta Makis Daf Chaf Dalet. We will begin on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis as we have the schus to be Masayim Masechta Makis. Darash Reb Shmuloi Shlesh Meish V'Shlesh Mitzvah Nemru L'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was given 611 mitzvahs. Shlesh Meish V'Shif M'Chamesh Lavin 365 Alavin Kaminyan Moshechama corresponding to the days of the solar year. Messiah Vaboy Mishmoina 248 a mitzvah sasei k'negative erev shalodom. We know that there are many svarim that were written to try to identify all the mitzvah sasei and all to identify the mitzvah slice sasei, because there was a halach l'moshe m'Sinai that they had 613 mitzvahs, as we're going to learn. The only question is, which are, as the Ramban says, we often see which are mitzvahs asay, which are mitzvahs lois asay, and that's why, because we have this number that they had as a Messiah of 613, that's why they had to have these svarim identifying which are and which aren't. It says, Amar Avnuna Maikra, where do we find this in a pasuk? Because the pasuk says, Tyra Tziva Lona Moshe, Tyra, the gematria of the word Tyra is 611. And then Anoichi v'layilcha alechem acherim alponai b'pi gvorim shmanim is 613. The opinion of the Rambam is that the two mitzvahs of Anoichi Hashem alekecha and layilcha alechem acherim are mitzvahs asay, and he uses our Gemara to make that point, because the Gemara says that we're missing two from the 613. The way we are able to achieve that number is by adding these two mitzvahs of Amunah. The Ramban disagrees. He quotes the opinion of the Bahag, who says that these two mitzvahs are not included, because the reason he doesn't include them is in the mitzvahs, in the count of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, he says, are things that we're allowed to do. The lavin represent things that we're not allowed to do. Amunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, and that he reads the world in a way that we should indeed have Amunah, that is not a mitzvah. That is the basis of all of that is the basis of our faith and the basis of our religion. And without having Amunah, a person cannot exist. And that's why, even though the Gemara says, "Mipi Agvura Shemanim," indeed, we did hear them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them to us not as a mitzvah or an aveira, but it said to us as an expectation of the way we should live. The Ran explains that something that is difficult to believe, that is something that one has to bring proof to. But something that is obvious, we don't need to bring proof because it's so obvious. And that's why he said that was the greatness of our Avos HaKadoshim. Our Avos HaKadoshim knew and realized that there has to be a God in the world. Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obvious. And maybe that's what he means to say. There's no reason to make it into a mitzvah. A mitzvah is something that we don't know we would do, or there may be an argument why we shouldn't have to do it. Amunah is the lifeblood of a yid. And as the Ran says, that the Rambam says, Hamitzah Rishoni Lahamin Shalakusoi Mitzioso Yizbarach. The first thing that we have to realize is believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shua Asiba V'apoy L'chol HaNemtzoyim. He makes everything happen. But he continues that even though it's quoted as a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah because it's so obvious and so clear that every Jew should understand that. And that's why he says, Anoich Hashem Lekecha represents that we should recognize that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And Lo Yilech Alehem Acherim Alponai recognizes that there is no other God, Chas V'Shalom, in the world. That is so obvious that it was not needed to be said. The Maral explains this concept. He says with a mashal. He says there was once a king that wanted to issue decrees. In order for a king to be successful to issue decrees, he first has to be established as the king and the ruler of the country. And that is what he says is what Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents. What Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents is that first we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Anoich Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world. Once we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world, then everything else falls into place. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, Anoichi Magen Lach Schorcha Habi Ma'oid. And the Sefer Avi Nechel and the Sefer Yisbach Moshe say, Ein Yisrael Nezoinim B'Olam Hazeh. Klai Yisrael's existence and everything that we have in this world is only B'Schus Amuna. And the reason they explain is the Torah HaKadosh says that B'yoymai titein tzcharoi, that when you hire a worker, you're obligated to pay him on every day, unless it was stipulated differently. But if he finishes the job, B'yoymai titein tzcharoi, you have to pay him immediately. And the question is that we know that the rule, the Gemara Masechet Kedushin says, Hayoyim lasoysom, that in this world we do the mitzvahs, umachal lekabel scharim, but we don't get the schar in this world, we only get the schar in the next world. And the question is, why? Doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu follow what it says in the Torah? And in the Torah it says, b'yoymai titen schar, that we have to get paid immediately. The answer they give is that the halacha differentiates between when somebody is hired directly by the employer versus somebody who's hired by a shliach. The obligation of b'yoymai titen schar, of immediately paying on that day a worker, is only when the employer hired him directly. But if the employer hired him through a shliach, then you don't have to pay him immediately on that day. So now they explain, we can understand why hayoyim la'soyscham u'machal kabel tzcharam. Because all the mitzvahs of the Torah, we did not hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We heard them from Moshe Rabbeinu. But, as we just learned, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha v'lo yeh lecha, we heard from that's why by doing so, we are able to do the mitzvahs, because we're all one big kehillah. And that's why he says that we find that Yaakov Avinu, as he gathered together his children before he was nifter, he said, "Ha'osfu v'agidu lachem." Yaakov Avinu says, "Ha'osfu v'agidu lachem." I want you all to join together. What did he mean? They want to join together, because when we're all together, that's when we are able to make sure that all of the Torah is fulfilled. That means, even, I saw a pshat from the Sefer Tanuvos Baruch, even Mepia Gvura. Mepia Gvura means difficult times. That even in times where it's Mepia Gvura, where we're living, and Klai Yisrael is living under the Gvura, Klai Yisrael is living on a time where we are being attacked, but that, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha V'lo Yeh Lecha, to have a Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be strong and have a Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. Simen Damesek Sak. Says the Gemara, Bar David, even though, as we just learned, the Atar Yigmitzus, Bar David Ramidam Alach Esrei. David reduced them to 11. The Ksiv, Mizmela David, Hashem, Miyagaba Alecha, Miyishkoin Behar Kachecha, Hoylech Tumim, the Gemara is going to explain each one, Ufoil Tzedek, Vidaiva Emes Bulvavoi, Loyrogal, Loyogal Shinoi, Loyosulare Ura, Vicherpalo Nosa Kroiva, Nivza Bain of Nimas, Vazire Hashem Yichabed, Nishba Lahora Veloyomer, Kaspoi Loynosach, Bemesha Benoshach, Vishoichir Adnoki Loylokach. These are the Oise Eila, somebody who does this, Loyimet Loylam. So, the way the Rivon, as says the Gemara, explains the Gemara, originally, Tzadikim were able to do all the mitzvahs of Hashem. But after the world became a difficult world to live, So David reduced them to 11 mitzvahs. Says the Mashal, that is unacceptable. The Mashal says, how could David go? We started our shiur with 613 mitzvahs. How could David come and reduce and eliminate mitzvahs? That, and therefore, he quotes the Ramah, that what he meant to say is that at the beginning, who was the person that had siyata d'shmaya, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu helped him do what he had to do, overcome the Yetzer Hara, was only someone who fulfilled all 613 mitzvahs. David HaMelech said to wait till a person will fulfill all 613 mitzvahs and then only get that siyata d'shmaya, David HaMelech realized was impossible. That's why David said, if somebody fulfills these 11 mitzvahs, that's when he'll be able to get the siyata d'shmaya. The Mashah himself has a little different approach. He says that what David HaMelech said is that if we want to put the mitzvahs into categories, we could reduce them to these 11 categories. If we reduce it and we try to put the mitzvahs into these 11 boxes, we'll be able to see that we can fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So what the Gemara means to say here is that David HaMelech taught us, work on these 11 mitzvahs, and when on these 11 categories, and once you'll get to these 11 categories, all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, all the other mitzvahs of the Torah will fall into place. It will be easier for you to fulfill, it will be easier for you to fill all the mitzvahs. Says the Mara Hoylech Tamim, what is meant when we say Hoylech Tamim? Zavram, it represents the way Avram Avinu lived. The Ksiv, Hisalech Lefanai Ve'ye Tamim. So, of course, asked Aruch Lener, what is David HaMelech asking of us? Does David HaMelech expect of us to live and look like Avram Avinu? So he explains that, of course, the Gemara doesn't expect, David HaMelech does not expect of us to look like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu lived a whole life of doing the Ratzon Hashem. What David HaMelech is teaching us here is emulate the Tamimus, the way Avram Avinu accepted whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And that is the way that if we live that life, if we take that midah, then we can, as we said a moment ago, continue in growing in Avodas Hashem. But the Ben Yoyada says that what we learn from Avram Avinu is that Avram Avinu was the big Baal Chesed. His Halech Lefanai Vayei Tamim, that the Gemara is charging us to follow the attribute of Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu was the great Baal Chesed, and if we live like Avram Avinu, doing Chesed all the time, then we will grow in our Avodas Hashem. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Ikrim says that we see from here that what David HaMelech was trying to do was not trying to speak about specific mitzvahs. Hesalech Lefanei Ve'yesomim is not a mitzvah saseh. It's a way of life. And what David HaMelech was trying to teach us is that if you live your life that way, if you live your life that way, then you will be able to grow in your Avodas Hashem if you live your life of Hesalech Lefanei Ve'yesomim. Poel Tzedek refers to Abba Chilkiyo. That Abba Chilkiyo, the Gemara Masechta Tainis, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph tells us was a worker. And when he was working, people came greeted him. But because he realized that his time belongs to his employer, he did not even respond with a Shalom Aleichem. Another pshat that I saw that they suggest, the Marsha explains, that Gemara says regarding Abba Chilkiyo that he could have had another job. But because he wanted to make sure that his family should be well taken care of, he took a job that maybe wasn't befitting for him. And what we learn from here is that Oysa Tztaka B'chaleis, who's the person that really is considered about Tztaka? Somebody who shows this care for the family. Daiva Emes B'vavoy, Kigayim Rav Safra. It represents Rav Safra. The Gemara tells us that Rav Safra was once saying Krishna. and somebody wanted to buy something from him, and he approached him and made him an offer. When Rav Safra did not answer, because he was in the middle of saying Krishna, he thought that Rav Safra didn't answer because he was refusing the offer. So he upped the offer. And then Rav Safra still didn't respond. And then when Rav Safra finished davening, he said, when you made the original offer, I was satisfied with the offer. And once I was satisfied with the offer, and I accepted the offer in my mind, I won't take any more, even if maybe I have a right to take more. La'raga al-shayna, because I never officially accepted your lower bid. La'raga al-shayna, say Yaakovinu. It says by Yaakovinu that the pasuk says when his mother said to him that he should take Esau's garments, and that's how he should get the bracha. And what did he say? Ulai yimsheni avi v'yisa enikim sateya. And as we quoted in a previous shir, there are two words in Lashon Kodesh that are very similar. Ulai and pen. They both mean maybe. Ulai, so what's the difference? So explains the Gra. Ulai means maybe, it's maybe something that I want to happen. Shem, a pen, is something that it may be and I don't want it to happen. What Yaakov Avinu was declaring, Ulai Yimisheni Avi, I want, maybe my father will catch me because I want my father to catch me because I don't want to be part of this lie. That's why even Yaakov was doing what he had to do because his mother told him to do it. He really was doing it very unhappily. A person is careful to not take away somebody else's panasa. As the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra speaks about it, and the Meiri over there explains that if somebody takes away somebody else's panasa, he's considered a rasha. That, and I saw that the Siach Yitzchak explains that what the Gemara here means to say is that even in a place where halachically it may be acceptable to do so, a person should try to think about somebody else's panasa. And when you think about somebody else's panasa, you will be careful not to hurt him, even maybe if you could have right to do so. V'cherp al noynos al kroivoy, z'makarav es kroivov. That if somebody's relatives are in trouble, this person does whatever he can to help his relatives. Nishba yisirei Hashem yichabed, ze yishofet melech Yehuda. It refers to Yishofet Melech Yehuda, that the Gemara says, Shavishob, Shayroi Tamat Chacham, whenever Yishofet saw Tamat Chacham, Hayoimim Mekisoi, he would get up from his throne, Umechapkoi, Umenashkoi, he would hug him and kiss him, the Karvaloi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari, showing this tremendous respect for Tamat Chacham. And the Aruch HaNeir explains what is the significance of all the names that Yishofet called the Talmud Chacham. He was trying to show that Avi, that this person, Avi called him, because just like a father supports his children, the Talmid Chachamim make this world work. And he called Rebbe, because Rebbe is that by learning from your Rebbe, you will achieve Olam Haba. And he wanted to show the respect that we have to show a Rebbe. Unishba Lahora Vilayomer Krab Yochran. Dom Rav Yochran, Ahe Batanis, if somebody, he said, I'm going to be in a Tanis Achavalabesi. What happened was the Nasi had invited him to his home. The Nasi invited him to his home and he didn't want to go. So he said as an excuse that I have tonight, I made a nether that I'm going to be in a Tanis. He really didn't make such a nether, but he said so just to be able to avoid going to the Nasi's home. But once he said it, he kept it, and he didn't eat that day. Kasper Nasim Nashach, he didn't do interest, it doesn't render interest. Afil Varibus Lev Kachavim, even as we learned in Masechta Bava Metzia, one may lend money with interest to an Akum, he was careful not to do so. V'shoykat anoki lelokach, kigoyin Reb Shmuel v'Reb Yossi. Reb Shmuel v'Reb Yossi had a field, and the arrangement that he had with that field was there was a sharecropper that would bring him fruit every Friday, would bring Reb Shmuel v'Reb Yossi his share of fruit. One time, the sharecropper came on Thursday, and Reb Shmuel v'Reb Yossi asked him, "Why did you come today?" So he said, "I came today because I had it in Torah in front of you, and since I was coming today anyway, and it's already Thursday, I already brought the fruit today." And Reb Shmuel v'Reb Yossi said that in his mind, that was already considered an act of shaychet, of bribery. And even though, as the Mashal explains, this sharecropper had no intention of bribing Reb Shmuel v'Reb Yossi, he only did it because it was convenient for him. Still, the pasuk says, "V'yisim nekim Hashem Yisrael." The one is obligated to be so careful that there should be no question in anything that we do, that anybody should think that what we're doing is inappropriate. And that's why Reb Shmuel v'Reb Yossi refused to do that in Torah. Says the Gemara, "Oisa Eila," the pasuk continues, "Layimet La'ilam, Shigei Reb Gamliel Kishahoy Reb Gamliel Magil Mikrazeh." When Reb Gamliel would come to this pasuk, he would cry, "I'm a man da Avalei Lekula," somebody who fulfilled all these incredible acts. "Hu de Layimet La'ilam," he will be satisfied that he won't slip. "Hilav Yeshua," it means Hachadim Anayu, if somebody only is able to do one of them, Yimait, then he won't survive. Amalei, the pasuk says, "Miksiv Oisik Kaleila." If it would have said Oisik Kaleila, then the interpretation would be indeed, as you say, that you have to do all of them. Oisik Eliksiv, Afila Chadmanayu. Even if you excel in one of them, you have the chance of Layimait, of not slipping. Dilai Teima Hachem. And he says, "I'll prove to you that that's the way to learn the pasuk." Ksiv Akra Achrina, a pasuk that we've been discussing often in our shiurim, about the pasuk that speaks about the Surya Rayas, how we have to be careful. The pasuk says, "Al Tatama B'chol Eilu." So are we going to say Hasam Neima Nami? Are we going to interpret that pasuk that Negei B'chol Eilu Hudamatama, that only if somebody does all of these inappropriate relationships will he be Tamei? B'chad B'nayu, but if he only does one of them, Loi, of course we can't explain that pasuk. There's an Averi even for one of them. Elalav, how must we explain the pasuk? Ba'achz mekol eila, that we are charged not to do even one of these Averis. Hachanami, the way to understand this pasuk is ba'achz mekol eila, even if we just avoid, excel in one of those midas that are mentioned in the pasuk, we will be zoichet to layimet, not to slip in this world. Continues the Gemara, after David HaMelech put it into 11 categories, Yeshaya saw that the world was even more difficult. And that's why Yeshaya v'midim al sheish. Yeshaya reduced it to 6. The ksiv, hoylech tztokos v'doivet mishorim, mayis v'betza me'ashokos, noyer v'kapov v'tmoich b'shoichat, oitem ozna mishmoya b'domim, v'oitzim einav meroz b'roh. So we have 6 mitzvahs. These are the 6 mitzvahs, how to achieve siyata d'shmaya, or how to achieve the observance of all mitzvahs. Hoylech tztokos refers to Avraham Avinu d'ksiv. The pasuk says, man regarding Avraham Avinu, ki yedativ, l'man ashir tzaviv, as bonov, v'spesa achrov, v'shamar darach Hashem lasat tztoka or mishpat. And what the pasuk is teaching us is that besides that we have the obligation to do what's right, we have to be most careful to teach and train our children to do what's right. Doiva Mishorim, Zesh Enamakna Nechaver Barabim. He's always concerned not to hurt someone else's feelings. Mayitz Babetsa Mashakais, Higain Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He was a Kohen, and somebody came to him for din Torah, and that person brought to Rabbi Shmuel as a Kohen, Reishis HaGeiz. Reishis HaGeiz is the wool, the first wool that's cut from a sheep. And Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yossi refused to take the Matnas Kuna, even though he was deserving of the Matnas Kuna, he was a legitimate Kohen. He says, I can't take from you Matnas Kuna and then be a dayan, then be a judge in a case that affects you. Noy Kapov Matmaich B'Shaychad, Kigoyin Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, the story that we just mentioned a few moments ago, Rav Shmuel and his sharecropper. Oitem Ozna Mishmoy Adamim, he doesn't sit by as people are offending Talmid Chachamim v'shosek and remain quiet. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? What is the example? Kigayin Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He says that the Gemara says that after he Masechta Baba Metzia, that after Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was nifter, many years later his body was whole. Besides one worm that once came out of his ear. And he told his wife, why did he get this punishment? Because one time he heard people offending Talmid Chachamim. And when he heard them offending the Talmid Chachamim, he didn't say anything. And that's why he was punished. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is only he who was always so careful not to hear anything negative about Talmud Chacham, so this slight avera he was punished for. Other people who listen all the time, that is not a person who deserves that crime of schar. V'aytzim ena merois bara refers to Rabchibar Abba. Dam Rabchibar Abam zeh she'ena mistakel b'noshim. A person is most careful not to look at women when they're doing the laundry. And the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara is that when women are outdoors, you could typically avoid them. But when women are they used to do the laundry by the beach. And when people are by the beach, it's very hard to avoid. And you have to walk there, it's very hard to avoid. He still would not look at women, even though the women would take off their shoes and socks when they work there. V'ksiv, huma raimim yishkoin. The pasuk says that after a person lives this way, he will be meraimim, he will come to a very high place. Continues the Gemara, ba micha v'midah mal sholosh. The ksiv, hegel cha adam ma toiv, o ma Hashem darish bimcha, ki ma sois mishpat, v'avas chesed, v'atznei lechas m'Hashem alakecha. Asois mishpat, says the Gemara, zadin, that one should be careful that everything he does follows the din Torah, and there should be nothing in dishonest in any of his dealings. Ahav es chesed, that means a person should be careful to do gemilas chesedim, to do chesed with other people. Vatznei leches, zetzos meis vachnosis kala, that he should do mitzvahs. And the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, that even when you do mitzvahs that by nature are done in a public way, the Tzoras Meis is a levaya, Hachnosis Kala is a wedding. So these are things that are typically done in a public fashion. Even though they're done in a public fashion, Vatznea Leches, a person, even in that situation, should try to make sure that it's done in a very discreet manner, not in a very public manner, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us this level of tznius. Says the Gemara, V'aloi dvarim kal v'choymer. Uma dvarim she'en darken lasa b'tzina. Things that we just said are done typically publicly. Amr toira v'atznei leches. We have to be careful to do it in a discreet manner. Dvarim she'darken lasa b'tzina. Certainly things that are normally done in a quiet, discreet way. Alachs kam v'kama, how careful we must be to do it that way. V'chazu yishayiv amidam ashtayim. Then the Gemara says, presumably because it became difficult for people to act the way that they were expected to act, so Yishai now reduced it to shtayim. Shnei mekoyam Hashem, shimru mishpat v'tzdu tztaka kikrov yishrosi lova v'tzikosi ligolos. Bo amos v'amidam achas. And Amos went and reduced it to one. Shnemar, Koyam Hashem Beis Yisrael, Dershuni V'chayu. Live your life looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Live your life trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you live your life trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you will have the siyata d'shmaya. Maskel Rav Nachman Yitzchak, emeder shuni b'chol ha'Torah kula. But maybe the pshat, maybe the way to understand the pasuk is what is meant to do is that everything that we should do, we should shuni, we should try to do all tariag mitzvahs. Ella says the Gemara, Bo Chabakuk, Chabakuk keiv amida malachas. He said that the source and the way to survive and grow is shnema v'tzadik b'menosa yichya. If we live a life, somebody who lives his life with the muna, that's the way yichya, he will have success. And the Gra explains when he, in Sefer Chabakuk, he says that what is the definition of tzaddik? Tzaddik, he says, is represents somebody who's satisfied with what he has. As the pasuk says, tzaddik oichu l'soiv nafshay. A person is satisfied. How does a person get satisfied? If a person lives with a muna, realizing that whatever he has is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's what you should have. And whatever he doesn't have, it's because he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't think or doesn't want, says, I shouldn't have it. A person who lives with tzaddik b'munasa yichya, a person who lives with that type of emunah, a person who lives with that type of fashion, is a proof that he's a tzaddik. And that's tzaddik b'munasa yichya. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us. I saw that the Sefer Margolius Hayam says that the Sefer Reishis Chochma says that if somebody is bemuna means nosata v'nosata bemuna. It means somebody who's honest in his business dealings. Somebody, he says, the tzaddik bemunasa yichya. If somebody lives an honest life, and again, it's very similar to what we just said. Somebody who lives that type of an honest life, he knows why does he live that way, because he knows whatever he's supposed to have, he's going to have anyway. The tzaddik b'munasai, the person who is nice v'noisim b'muna, the person who's honest in all of his dealing, that's the person that Yichya will survive. But then I saw a pshat from the Triske Magid. He says, the tzaddik b'boach habakuk v'amidah malachas. What does it mean, v'boach habakuk v'amidah malachas? He says, achas represents amuna. And somebody who lives with amuna, achas means achtus. But tzaddik b'amunasa baruch habakuk v'hamidah malachas. If we live a life of achas, of all of us having achtus with each other, then yichya, then the world will be a better world. The Sefer Imri Pinchas Karitzer says that tzaddik b'amunasa yichya, again, represents somebody who always says the truth. And somebody who believes in the truth, that is the person, and lives the life of truth, that is the person who will survive. Another pshat that I saw from the Zlotcheva Magid, interesting pshat, he says, who was Chabakuk? He says, Chabakuk was the Ben Hashunamis, that we know that Elisha did Tchias HaMesim to make this child come back. He says, how were they zoicha? How were they worthy that they should have tchis amesim? So he says, the reason that they had tchis amesim is because they had amuna. So he says, with tzaddik b'munasai, you know, yichya, the person who lives with amuna, that's the person that yichya is, will even have the, will even have tchis amesim. Another pshat that I saw, that if everybody is, a person is very difficult for a person to always do what's right in every moment of the day. But if a person believes that the Torah is emes and believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so even if there are moments that he might not be strong enough to have done exactly what he was supposed to do, the fact that he lives with amuna, that is not, that covers for the moments that he wasn't strong enough. And that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, says the Da'as Sofer. Kol mitzvaysecha amuna. The point of everything is that we should have emuna and we should attain emuna. And if we do live our lives that way, that even if there are moments that are not perfect moments, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look away if HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that everything we do is with emuna. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Ab Gzeres Gaza Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu made four Gzeres on Klal Yisrael, four decrees, or Bar Arba Neviim of Itlam. And then four Neviim came and undid those Gzeres. Moshe Amar, V'yishke Yisrael Bodet En Yaakov. When will Klal Yisrael rest Lebetach peacefully? They're going to be Tzadikim. Bar Amos of Itla, Amos and rejected that. Shnemar Chadal Na Mi Yakum Yaakov Ki Katan Hu. He says that who could be Mi Yakum Yaakov? Who could be like Yaakov? Not everybody could be a tzaddik. Ksiv Nicham Hashem Azoyis Hakadosh Baruch Hu indeed went back on that. Moshe Omer, Moshe Rabbeinu said a Begoy Mehem Lo Tagia, that Klal Yisrael won't have any Menucha while we are in Golus. Bar Yimri of Omar, Amsri de Cholov, Holoch Lagia Yisrael. Even when Klal Yisrael will unfortunately be in Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us, Lagiam, to calm us down. Moshe Omar, Paikat Avas Albonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us. Children get punished. Children get punished for the sins of their parents. And says the Gemara, Bar Yecheskel Bitla, HaNefesh HaChatas, he Thomas. Every person is punished only for the averus that they do. They need not be punished for the averus that somebody else did. Moshe said, Vavarta Begoyim, that Klal Yisrael will disappear. Bar Yishayv Amar, Vahoyah B'yomahu, Yitok B'shef HaGadol, Vavoyah Oivdi B'eretz Asher, V'nidoch B'eretz Mitzrayim, V'shtach V'l Hashem, Bahar Kodesh B'Yishlayim, Klal Yisrael will exist forever. Amar Rav, Mistafinim HaKro, I am concerned at this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vavarata Begoyim, the Klal Yisrael will be wiped out. Maskler Rapapa, Dilma Kavedim is Kabeshus, even though Klal Yisrael will be lost, but what the Pasuk is saying is that just like sometimes when you lose something, but then you find it. Here too, we will be lost, but we will be found. And he says, that's exactly what the Pasuk says. The Ksiv, I got lost like a lost sheep, but Bakish Avdecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to find us. Elam Seif Dekra. What's concerned him is what it says on the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'achla Eschem Aretz Oivechem, that we will be devoured. Maskla Mazutra Dima Kachilz Kshum Deluim. Maybe it means like cucumbers and pumpkins. So the way the Mashah explains that not all of it is eaten, you only eat the such big vegetables, fruits, you only eat part of it. Another pshat is that the seeds are always left. And so too, even if the fruit, the vegetable is eaten, the seeds are left. And if the seeds are left, those seeds could sprout and bring more. But the question, of course, is all vegetables have seeds. So why are these left singled out. So I saw that the Mefarshim explain that these, and the Maral says this, by other vegetables, it's common to eat the entire vegetable, including the seeds. Apparently, in these vegetables, the seeds are not eaten. Why are the seeds not eaten? Because the seeds are here forever. And because the seeds are because they want to always replant the seeds, so too Klal Yisrael, we will remain forever. Says the Gemara of Akvaya, Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Elazar of Azaria, Rabbi Shuva, Rabbi Kiva, Mahalchim Baderach. They were traveling. V'shama kol hamoni shel Rami mipalta. They heard Rome, Barachik Mev Esra Mil, 120 mil away. V'yischol Boichen. They saw the power of the Roman Empire, and they started to cry. V'Rabbi Kiva Masachik. And Rabbi Kiva was laughing. And of course, the Aruch HaNer says, Pshat in this Gemara, that of course they didn't, Rabbi Akiva wasn't just laughing. Rabbi Akiva was crying as well. But what happened here was that they were only focused on the terrible sorrow of the power of Rome. But Rabbi Akiva was laughing, not just crying. Amrloi, and the Tanoim asked Rabbi Akiva, "M'nei ma'atam asachek? Why are you laughing?" Amrloi, "V'atam m'nei ma'atam boichem." So he asked them, "Why are you crying?" Amrloi, "Goy malolu. These nations of the world, shemishtachem latzovim, they bow down to statues, u'mechatrim la'avodes kochavim, and they service avodah zarah. Yoshim b'petach v'shashgate. They live comfortably. V'anu beis hadoim raglei elokeinu. And we, when we think about the base of Migdosh, Sorif, which is burnt, Sarba Eish Vloy Nichba, and the fire hasn't been extinguished, Amul Kachanim Asachek. That is exactly why I am happy," says. Mala Ovde Ritzoinai, if the Rishoyim are get this kind of reward, we who do Lois Ritzoinai, we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, Alachs Kama V'Kama, we will be Zoichet to Matzchar. They were again once traveling to Yerushalayim. Kivin Shigil Har Tzoifim. They came to Har Tzoifim. Korah Bigdayim. They saw the Makam HaMikdash, which was destroyed, and they did kriya. They tore their clothing. Kivin Shigil Har Bayis. And once they came to the Har Bayis, Roh Shol Shiyotzu Beis Kotche Kotchim. They saw a fax coming out of the Kotche Kotchim. Heschilu Hem Baichim. And again, they all began to cry, and Rabbi Akiva Metzachik, Amaloi, and they asked him, and they asked, "Why are you laughing? Amaloi, Neimatam Baichim, why are you crying? Amaloi, Makam Shekosboi, Vazar Karav Yumas," that when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash is the place that no one could approach the Beis HaMikdash, V'achshav Shulim Holchimba, and now look away, it looks, V'loi Nifka, should we not cry? Amru lahen, and that's what Rabbi Akiva said, L'kach ani metzachek, that's why I'm happy. Diksiv, the pasuk says, V'idali edim namonim, as Uriah koyim v'zachariah ben yivrachyo. V'chim ha'inyin Uriah eitzel zrachariah. Uriah, asked the Gemara, lived during the time of the Biglish Rishon, and Zachariah lived in the time of Migdash Sheni. Says the Gemara, what the way to understand this is, Ela tola kosu nevuasah shel zachariah, b'nevuasah shel Uriah. The pasuk is connecting the nevuah. Uriah k'siv l'chaim b'glalchem tzion tzodet t'charesh. Uriah says Yerushalayim will be plowed. V'zchayik k'siv oyeshu zakenim v'zakenas b'rchayv Yerushalayim. Elderly people will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. So said Rabbi Akiva. Achlan eskayim nevuasah shel Uriah. Until what Uriah said was fulfilled. Hayisim esiyarei. I was concerned that the Navu of Zechariah won't be fulfilled. However, now that I see that the Navu of Uriah was fulfilled, I know also that the Navu of Zechariah will also be fulfilled. And as the Mashah said, he says that the Tanoim, who saw the facts coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim, what was that showing? That there was no human life anymore in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, which was the hub of activity, no longer exists. Rabbi Akiva, however, said that the fact that there's nobody in the Beis HaMikdash is something to show Hashem's love to us, that he did not let other people live in our Beis HaMikdash. He did not let the Umas Olam overtake our Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi, on the Pasuk, in the Teichacha, and Pashas B'chukosai, it says, V'shamu Olai Veichem. It's a bracha, because it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will not let Eretz Yisrael fall in the hands of other people. And the Ramban, interestingly there, over says that Eretz Yisrael, which is such a wonderful country, no other nation in the history of the world has been successful in building Eretz Yisrael. Only Klal Yisrael has the ability to see, to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. Nobody else. And that's what Rabbi Akiva was saying. The fact that we see the special connection that exists between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is the biggest nechama. B'loshan hazeh amar loy, at that point, his chaverim said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechatanu. And I saw that the Chasam Sofer says, when we look at the history of Klal Yisrael, and we look at the Elokim, the tzaras that Klal Yisrael have suffered over the years. But we say that Hadron Eloch, we look back and we see those tzaras. And we say, Klal Yisrael has suffered enough. Klal Yisrael has suffered enough already. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slika Lecham Sech Demakis. Demakis, the troubles that Klal Yisrael have suffered, the Sliku should go away. We suggest that all of those tzaras should just be in the past. And we should be zaycha from now on only to Yeshua's. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help every one of us with gezunt and panosa and nachas v'tzadkenu b'tzadik u'b'mishpat.